supporting the cosmos and other plants. All that some plants need to succeed is a little support. Sticking tall annual and perennial plants such as delphiniums, cosmos, and large marigolds keeps them from breaking in the wind or toppling under the weight of large blooms. The principles of staking flowering plants are simple. Use stakes that are strong enough to do the job and will blend with the garden. Green-painted bamboo stakes or sticks saved from pruning work well for this purpose. Surround each plant with three or more stakes, then connect the stakes with a ring of soft twine. To avoid injuring a plant's roots, install the stakes long before the plant is big enough to need them. Stake vegetable plants to keep the crop off the ground and to save space. Pole beans will readily climb a single pole or a tripod made from three poles. Save stout saplings from brush cutting and sink them at least a foot into the ground. Plant the beans at the base of the pole, or if using a tripod, plant them on the inside of each leg. Old-timers grew peas on twiggy brush stuck firmly into the ground to form a dense, interlocking row. After harvest, the vines and supports were tossed into the brush pile. There are dozens of methods of tomato staking. A practical one for small gardens is to drive four or more stakes into the ground to form a 2.5 to 3 foot ring. Circle the stakes with 4 foot high mesh fencing or chicken wire and plant 3 to 5 tomato plants against the outside of the fencing. The inside of the support is useful as a compost container for weeds and leaves. The decaying compost feeds the tomatoes that are trained to the wire. Staking newly planted trees is routinely advised, but usually unnecessary. Although shallow-rooted species or trees in very windy sites will benefit from being staked, often this equivalent of plant bondage does a newly planted tree more harm than good. A healthy, properly planted tree can usually withstand wind and weather better than the wooden posts it's tied to.